again, good morning, All Saints.
Good morning.
Jesus says, "For this purpose I have come to this hour." Just heard those words from the Gospel. Today, on this fifth Sunday of Lent, by invitation from the words of the Gospel, you and I are with Jesus and the crowds. It is during the Passover feast. Jesus responds to the request to see him, and he uses the time to speak to the crowds. Jesus, knowing the purpose of this hour, which he speaks about, foreseeing his death and the events that lead to the fulfillment of his purpose. Jesus begins his talk with his unique and teachable style, comparing the concept of purpose to the way things unfold in the natural world. A grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, conveying the notion that purpose is fulfilled over time. Then Jesus turns the attention to himself after speaking to the crowd, even though he is still speaking with the crowd. He turns the attention to himself and speaks about his purpose as he comes to what he describes as this hour. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. I listen and hear these words as spoken by Jesus in the form of a soliloquy. I imagine Jesus speaking as though he's alone in the crowd, yet knowing that he's not alone in the crowd. I imagine the sorrowful face, the sorrowful expressions. He says, "My soul is troubled." And yet Jesus knows that he is not alone, but in union with God, possessing the strength to carry on in the fulfillment of God's purpose for his life. Remember, Jesus has always affirmed in his own words, "The Father and I are one." So you and I know the rest of the story as told on this day. Jesus is with the crowds, and based on the words that he says, you and I know that he's beginning his passion. He has lived, he has ministered, and these words bring us with him into his passion. But although you and I know the rest of the story, I felt called to deeper introspection on the concept of Jesus' purpose for his life on earth. Exploring scripture as a Lenten practice. In seeking this introspection, I found a nugget, as I would call it, in the words of one of the Eucharistic prayers, when the celebrant says, "God the Father sent Jesus," and I quote, "to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to himself." Familiar words, right? If not, maybe Father Joseph will say that during the consecration of the sacraments. It's from the Eucharistic prayer A. I'll repeat them. God the Father sent Jesus to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to himself. Purpose, purpose, purpose. Considering this a threefold purpose in progression, I went a little deeper, examining all three. To share our human nature, I thought of Jesus's incarnation, the beginning of Jesus's purpose. It's an event that I think of and feel such joy, indescribable. So I describe it in the words of one of my favorite hymns. Jesus, love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. That's how I describe the incarnation. It fills me with joy to live into this marvelous time in our Christian walk when we celebrate Jesus's incarnation. We know that the incarnation is the beginning of Jesus's purpose, Jesus's reason for coming to earth to share our human nature. And then I moved on to what it means to hear that Jesus came to live and die as one of us. To live as one of us really means taking on human nature and experiencing all the ups and downs of life, the sorrows, the joy, the moments when we cannot explain what is going on, and the moments when we can explain what is going on. To live and take on human nature includes suffering, the suffering that we are about to experience with Jesus. But then the suffering that Jesus experiences is unlike our suffering. It is purposeful. When I think of human suffering, I still wonder why. I still ask, why, God, is suffering a part of our human nature? And I got an explanation in a book of meditations that I read. And it says, to choose to suffer is wrong. But to choose suffering, if it means God's will, is a different story. To choose to suffer is wrong, but to choose suffering, if it means God's will, is a different thing. It's a quote from Oswald Chambers. Having that understanding, I put the suffering of Jesus into that context. Jesus suffered. It was God's will and for God's purpose. I accepted it in the life of Jesus, but it's still a struggle, I'm sure, for you and for me on the question of suffering. But I couldn't stay there. I moved on. To reconcile suffering for the purpose of our reconciliation to God. We know the familiar verse. It was in last week's gospel. God sent his son. God so loved the world that he sent his son into the world to redeem us, to bring us back to him, because we were separated from God through sin. Still grappling with the concept of human suffering and the purpose of it, I reflected on a personal experience of mine. I'm sure you can think of a personal experience of yours. Not because I fully understood my suffering as God's will. I have no idea of the mind of God, so I will not profess to know whether or not suffering in any human way, which suffering is God's will or which suffering is not. But I thought of my experience because out of my suffering came purpose, prayerfully so. I was, as some of you know or may know, I was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease a few years ago. And I did question why it involved a lot of suffering. And I did question, why God? Why me, God? But I had to move on with making decisions for my treatment and care. I prayed. I thought of the situation. God brought me through the suffering. And at the end of it all, when I got a favorable response, I thought to myself, God, reveal to me a purpose for this suffering, a purpose for sparing my life. May it be purposeful. By the grace of God and with in community with all some of you here at All Saints, I felt called to one of our mission groups, the Racial Justice Initiative. And so I felt this is an opportunity to explore the purpose for my suffering. So in communion with the Racial Justice Initiative and the institution where I received my care, God strengthened me and gave me the wherewithal to become an advocate for those suffering from the same disease, to empower them to advocate for their care, but most importantly, to bring greater awareness to the disease. And so that's my feeling, that out of my suffering came God's purpose. I pray that is God's will, and I still look to God for guidance. So in thinking about all this human nature of Jesus, living and dying as us, suffering as us, I wondered, what does this have to do with us today on this journey of Lent? I thought about how God's purpose unfolded. Jesus gave an early indication that he knew his purpose from a boy. You remember, or you may recall, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, where Jesus was at the Passover with his family over a set of days, and on their return home, they realized that Jesus was not with them. So they went back, found him talking with the elders in the temple. When they asked him about his delay, he responded, "I must be about my Father's business." I thought, wow, Jesus had an early inclination about his life and that he came to fulfill God's purpose. Today, you and I, not comparing any of us to Jesus, are on this journey, discovering, this journey of discovery and discernment. Jesus came into the world knowing his purpose. You and I discover our purpose through discernment and practices that grow us and help us to bring us closer to God. I think of this Lenten journey and all the practices that we're doing, and I do believe that we are doing so for the purpose of asking God to help us unfold in his purpose, to help us realize his purpose, to bring forth his purpose for our lives. We know what Jesus' purpose led to, having in this moment the beginning of his journey, as I said earlier. His purpose led to his death, his burial, his resurrection, and our reconciliation. You and I may not yet know our purpose, but out of love for God, we persevere. We persevere prayerfully together, you and I, walking in God's love, persevering and believing that all things work together for the good and glory of God, for those who are called to God's purpose. My reason for sharing this reflection with you is for me, as I hope it is for you, to encourage you as I encourage myself to continue on this journey, to discern what can be helpful to us on this journey through our practices, journaling, centering prayer, reading. What may God have to tell us, to share with us, to reveal to us in this hour? In this hour. Jesus said, Jesus knew his purpose. He declared, "For this purpose, I have come to this hour." What may God reveal to you in this hour as you walk purposefully with him and with each other? Maybe you can take Jesus' words in this scripture passage and discern that for yourself, either in community or individually. I encourage you to do so this week as you continue, so that next week, God willing, when we come together to share in the triumphal entry of Jesus, and all that we celebrate afterwards in thanksgiving that Jesus fulfills God's purpose and we benefit from it, eternal life. So I encourage you to continue this week with your discernment and with your practice. And hopefully you will come next week to celebrate and to give thanks for all that God has brought us through, taking on our human nature, to glorify God, to give thanks for each other and for the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us. May you have a blessed week, and by God's grace, I look forward to celebrating the remainder of this season with each of you. Amen.
Amen.